USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump touting a ceasefire agreement reached with the Turkish government when it comes to the fighting in Syria.
Without a little tough love, they would have never made this deal.
The president making those remarks at a rally in Dallas last night. But Democratic 2020 White House hopeful Senator Kamala Harris sees things very differently.
He made a unilateral decision based on a phone call to pull our troops out. And everything that has happened as a result was predictable and a crisis of Donald Trump's making.
Meanwhile, despite the ceasefire agreement, there appears to be no end to the fighting on the border between Syria and Turkey. The first all-female spacewalk continues. American astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meyer are outside the International Space Station. They're repairing a power controller. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Walking back some of his earlier comments, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine. He said that a few hours after appearing to confirm yesterday to reporters that military aid to Ukraine was in fact held up over requests from the Trump administration that Ukraine investigate Democrats.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later saying that the president never told him to withhold money until Ukrainians investigated a theory about Ukraine being involved in a cover-up over the hacking of a Democratic National Committee server. A key House committee approving Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sweeping drug pricing measure. The bill the House Energy and Commerce panel approved last evening would allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on as many as 250 expensive drugs a year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago public classrooms will be empty again today. It's day two of a Chicago teachers union strike. 32,000 teachers and aides walking picket lines. The Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says that it means classes will be canceled until the strike ends, as teachers are striking over pay and benefits, class sizes, teacher prep time. They also want more support staff like nurses, librarians, counselors, and school psychologists. The Trump administration will reportedly host next year's G7 meeting at President Trump's Doral Resort in Miami. The acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, is saying the resort was chosen during a selection process that narrowed down 12 locations to four finalists, and they decided the Trump National Doral Miami is perfect for its needs. He says the president's agreed to host it at cost, so it will be millions of dollars cheaper than any of the other finalists would charge. The meeting of leaders from the seven largest economies is scheduled for June 10th through the 12th next year. Dennis Rodman's in trouble for slapping someone's face. Reports are the Basketball Hall of Famer was charged with misdemeanor battery for a slapping incident last May at a bar in Delray Beach, Florida. He allegedly slapped another person twice in the face while celebrating his 59th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.